You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Singer-songwriter Fiona Dickinson says she spent her childhood as a, quote, military brat, living in countries like Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Scotland, and her parents' home in England. In her music, you can hear influences of classical and folk strung together with haunting vocals. I caught up with Dickinson before her show tonight at Louis Trophy House in Kalamazoo.
I heard a record playing in the room next door. A song of pure art filling his heart laid out on the floor.
I never like anything to be too pristine or too beautiful. And I think when you can put something really lush and gorgeous, which I do like using a lot of reverb, and strings are beautiful, so adding violins and cellos is really beautiful. And pairing that with a very soft coo in a vocal and then suddenly breaking into something that's maybe not exactly in key and maybe the voice is breaking a bit. Powerful then, and the beautiful parts feel more beautiful next to something that's perhaps a bit scary.
You collaborate on so many people's work,
right?
here in Kalamazoo. Why is that important to you as a musician?
If I have to be honest with myself, some of that is distracting myself from the hardest task at hand, which is writing a second album. But it's also, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, and I feel happiest when I'm collaborating with other people. And so just being able to have that connection to the Double Felix Collective, where it's a group of musicians, these are all musicians that I met at the Strut, which was sort of my home base as a musician, and just being able to again drop myself into an environment of some band where I never would come up with that genre or that style on my own, but I'm adapting and I'm learning when I'm playing with them.
You also composed music for a film that I believe is not yet released called Burst Theory.
I'm very anxious for everyone else to see it, but I don't think that can happen until 2015. But it's an interesting film, and the director, Zach Page, he's currently living in Grand Rapids, and he wrote this story that's sort of a psychological thriller and basically wanted something that sounded a lot like There Will Be Blood, weird vocals, weird percussion, percussive instrumentation. We were given a very raw version of the film, and not everything is clearly explained, and you have to be a very empathetic person. Because there's a lot of scenes sometimes where there isn't much dialogue, but you just have to feel what's happening. And so that's interesting for me. It's just as a sensitive, empathetic person. And I like when music does that, rather than having lyrics that are very straightforward or dialogue that's very straightforward, just sort of knowing and feeling what is happening.
Are you coming out with anything new?
Yes. Finally, in this last year, I've been writing like crazy, and I have all of these demos on my laptop. And I've just picked up a second feature-length film, a project called Bitten Lips, which is an independent film through a Brooklyn-based filmmaker called Tyler Rubenfeld. And I suppose I can't really say too much about it right now because it's in post-production.
Can you tell us the genre of the film?
It's dark and weird, which I think that will be my career with music, is dark and weird.
That was Kalamazoo singer-songwriter and cellist Fiona Dickinson. Dickinson will be playing at 9:30 tonight at Louis Trophy House in Kalamazoo, along with Ray Fitzgerald and Caitlin Rose. To hear the full interview with Dickinson, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.